Derailed, a fictional mystery, a No BS production. Welcome back, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. As always, I have a few important notes before we continue with the story. Derailed is a fiction mystery series, which will run for a limited number of episodes, with a new episode releasing every week. Content warnings for all of our episodes will be included at the bottom of the show notes. Some of these can contain spoilers, but as Derailed explores some dark themes, I recommend checking them out beforehand. The show's founders, Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Kahn, would like to thank you once again for supporting this podcast and wish you an awesome listening experience. So, here's a quick recap of what's been happening in the story so far before we dive back in. Previously on Derailed, Jace finds himself in a confrontational discussion with Sophie, who calls him out on his strange obsession with Lena Hadid's case. Sophie aggressively reminds the writer that he's failing to take his prescribed medication as a means to help him manage his mental health, as well as his deep-seated phobia of trains. Meanwhile, Detective Johnson comes to a huge realization while enjoying dinner with his daughter, Grace. Lena Hadid's father, a renowned surgeon, hasn't come forward yet with comments or questions regarding his daughter's murder, and as a devoted father himself, Detective Johnson finds this pretty suspicious. I like the way this detective has started piecing things together. Anyway, a follow-up conversation between Detective Johnson and Officer Ramos soon revealed that Lena Hadid's parents are currently staying at a Casiola vacation rental near Bayside Park in Miami. Detective Johnson informs Ramos that they should make imminent plans to travel to Miami to visit the Hadids and hopefully get some answers. Still in Bend, Oregon, Jace reluctantly makes a call to a therapist named Astrid to inquire about her services. Jace admits that he's never considered therapy before, but he picked Astrid's number from the list on the leaflet that he had found in his notebook simply because he liked her name. Astrid is warm and accepting, and she reassures Jace that he shouldn't feel pressured to always say the right things, making Jace want to explore therapy options with Astrid even more. But much to our writer's disappointment, Astrid tells Jace that she now lives in Miami, and she cannot begin a professional relationship with Jace without meeting him in person first. The two end their phone conversation on good terms, with the expectation of not working together after all, having realized that he needs psychological support far more than he's letting on. Jace breaks down into inconsolable tears after his call with Astrid. Yeah, it was an emotional episode. Now, let's see how the story continues to unfold. Banbury, England, 1999.
Mummy! Do it, Yusuf. I'll fucking do it!
Mummy!
I'll fucking slit my wrist right now, and it'll
the
be on you,
open.
You piece of shit!
Are you okay?
Fuck you, Yusuf. You don't get to tell me how to be a good mom. You're a monster.
Mommy.
Aaliyah and Omar aren't with us anymore because of you.
Mommy, I'm scared. Are you okay?
Lena? What is it?
Why are you shouting at Papa again?
Just go downstairs and do your homework.
I already did it. It's nearly my bedtime now. I can't find any clean pajamas.
Just wear an old t-shirt or something. Lena, now's not a good time. Just go sort yourself out, please. Mummy is very upset.
Is it because you missed Aaliyah and Omar?
Yes, Lena. I miss them so much. It hurts.
But Mummy...
I'm sorry, Lena. Just go to bed, okay?
But Mummy, you still have me.
Late July, 2023. A gym in Miami.
You getting rusty, bro?
Oh, man. I know. It's been a while since I trained. Just don't have the time anymore.
Life of a cop, eh?
I'm hungry for that promotion, Ryder. I passed my detective exam 6 months ago, on top of the fact I've spent longer than I should as an officer. It's coming. I know. Just as soon as I crack this case.
Yeah, how's that going, by the way? I read some fucked up shit on Facebook this morning. Have you seen what they're saying about this Lena Hadid woman's dad?
Fucking conspiracy theories. From yet more sad and pathetic people. I swear social media is just giving everybody this crazy sense of entitlement. They feel they have the right to share whatever half-baked bogus opinion they want. Truth be damned. No matter how much it ruins other people's lives, they take no notice and pay it no mind.
Hey, I got better things to do with my time. Don't worry. These guns don't fire themselves. Still, bro, it's good to see you back in Miami. How long are you here for?
Not sure. I'm not sure about anything. Yeah. The plan was to come here and get some answers from the Hadids, but...
What? Are they being shady? What's Dr. Hadid like?
They're both doctors, actually. Well, Yusuf Hadid is an orthopedic surgeon, and Emily Hadid is an anesthesiologist.
Fuck me. Daughter's a doctor, too?
No, writer. You know I can't talk about an open case with you. Didn't you just hear me talking about wanting to get promoted? Comes out that I'm leaking information about a case? I'll never, never see detective.
Yeah, sure, I got you. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say you didn't find the answers you were looking for.
They're very reserved. For God's sake, they're grieving. We just need to give them more time to open up.
Hey, Ramos.
Look who it is. Scars, good to see you, bro.
What, you're back in Miami and didn't even call?
Yeah, I'm just here for work. Wanted to get a quick workout in. In and out. You know how these things go?
Say no more. That freaky ass shit about the Hadids is all over the news. Fucking hell. Rich family, all doctors, Muslims. I bet you $50 it's an honor killing and the parents are involved.
Yeah, the parents are devastated. We're looking into it.
Tell you what though, that Lena Hadid bird was fit. Actually, her mom isn't too bad either. You seen the tits on her, Ryder?
Leave it, man.
I bet she's nasty in the sack, too. You reckon Dr. Hadid makes her keep her sexy nurse uniform on?
Are you fucking serious?
Relax, bro. I'm just saying what all the other guys are thinking. Right, Ryder?
No. You're just being a dick.
What did you just call me?
You heard me. I said you're a dick. Now get out of my face.
You think you're fucking untouchable because you're a cop now? The fuck you think you are, calling me a dick?
All right, just cool off, guys. Ramos didn't mean
it. Nah, I did mean it. As usual, you're behaving like a complete fucking caveman. I work with dumb, ignorant asses like you all day, with your passive Islamophobia, your Stone Age disgusting views. Just get the hell out of here, man, before you make me do what we both know I can and will do to your ass.
Fucking make me, you jumped up piece of
shit.
Hey,
drop it, both of you. Scars, just back off, man.
He's a pussy boy, isn't he? Just keep him away from me.
What the hell do you think you're doing, Ramos? You know Scars isn't worth it.
Somebody needs to check him. Who's gonna do it, you? Did you hear what he was saying? So let me get this straight. You just expect me to stand back and take all that shit from him?
It's Scars. Come on, he pushes people all the time. You're better than that. You're a cop now.
No, Ryder. I'm a black cop. Do you have any idea how much harder people like me have to work to move up the ranks? Do you? There's a reason I'm still an officer. And it has nothing to do with my intelligence or my test scores or performance.
Look, bro.
Day in and day out, I have to deal with the ignorant dicks like Scars, who spread their toxic, uninformed theories about marginalized communities they know nothing about. They don't have a fucking clue. It's fucked up, man.
I get it, bro. I get it. Just take a breath, forget about Scars, meet us for a drink later.
Nah, I can't. Told you, I'm working. I got some things I need to follow up on. I'm gonna get that promotion, Ryder. I'm gonna get it, and I'll do whatever it takes to make sure it's mine.
Meanwhile, at a busy airport in Bend.
Just the notebook, please.
Would you like it gift wrapped?
No, thank you.
Boarding pass, please. Jace Nolan, I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah, that's me.
So, you're off to Miami, Mr. Nolan. Planning to write your next romance novel from there?
Something like that. I'm actually going for research and inspiration. I was thinking about renting an e-bike with Mao from a vacation rental. I've never enjoyed the city on bicycle wheels before.
Sounds lovely. Travel in the age of Gen Z. I didn't even realize you could rent e-bikes from your rental so easily. Mind you, it's been a while since I took a vacation.
Yeah, Mount's pretty cool. They make nearly everything rentable for your short stay accommodations. But I figure a bike would be better than a scooter for me. Get those hamstrings going.
Yes. I expect you don't get much exercise while you're riding. That's wonderful, though. What did you say the name of the company was? Mount?
Yeah, look them up for sure. The website's rentmount.com. They're basically the reason I'm always able to travel light.
Nice. Thank you. So, do you travel a lot for work?
I've started to.
Well, you deserve it. After the hours of enjoyment you give to your readers. Honestly, Mr. Nolan, your writing is a work of art.
Thanks.
Sounds like you're very popular today.
Yeah, I better check these messages. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Very welcome. Enjoy the cycling. And thank you for the recommendation.
Give me a Krishna 9.
My dude. Okay, so I'm gonna cut to the chase. Dad and I aren't happy at all. I need those pages from you, as promised. VN me an update ASAP.
Shit.
Yo, I just found out that you're flying to Miami. Look, we don't have time to entertain any more of your rider drama. Just leave Lena Hadid's murder investigation to the cops and come back down to planet Earth, buddy. Seriously, dude, no amount of mindful yoga is gonna make up for the stress you're causing me and Dad. I know you're unaware of what it's like to work at management, even though you're like 20 years older than me, but we have a lot of responsibility on our shoulders. So I'm gonna need you to snap out of your funk and ping me those pages right now. Oh, and stop obsessing over Lena Hadid. It's creepy.
Shut up, the 9.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Astrid, hi. This is Jace Nolan. Not sure if you remember me. I'm actually going to be in Miami for the next few weeks on a research trip. I'd love to book some time with you if you're still available. Give me a call back when you get this, please. All right? Thanks.
So, no digital footprint?
Hardly. We haven't been able to find any social media accounts that trace back to Lena Hadid. There's her online blog called Soul Confessions, which she updated regularly. But the material in that is fairly elusive, too. Looks like the last entry was published just 2 days before her death.
And still no luck with tracking down old friends, roommates, anyone?
Well, there's a ton of people who knew her because of her work. But it's finding people who knew her on a personal level that's the problem. See, she moved to Tennessee with her parents in 2004, and it's like she purposely made an effort not to make any friends.
It's like getting blood from a stone. In that meeting where their parents barely gave us anything to work with either.
I'll follow up with the Hadids again later. At least we have confirmation from the arson investigators about the cause of the fire.
Let me guess. Aerosol bottles?
And a lighter, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it. Whoever started that fire and then fled like a coward was clearly an amateur. This was not the work of a serial arsonist. So, Lena Hadid wasn't booked to stay anywhere when she arrived in Star River?
No, this would have been a one-day trip, specifically for the NWD conference.
And the conference was at the Paragon?
That's right, D.
Don't call me D. Anyway, how far is the Paragon from Mazari Cabin Rentals?
About 10 miles, give or take.
Because Mazari is at the edge of the town.
Right. Near the town's woodland area.
And when you drive into Star River from the freeway, like we did a couple of weeks ago, you arrive directly in the town center, where the Paragon is.
Yes. Oh, shit. You're right. It's a longer drive into Mazari. So the people who go there aren't just locals passing through.
Right, Ramos. So Lena Hadid either planned to travel up to the Mazari woodland area herself, or she was taken there.
Right, but I mean, isn't it still possible that she was attacked someplace else and the perpetrator just dragged her body to the woodland area to start the fire?
But why choose a retreat of all places? I'm aware that Mazari is home to the deepest woodland areas in Star River, but it's still a tourist spot. It'd make no sense for the perpetrator to attack and murder Lena in another location and then decide to take her body to a place where they know for certain that guests and employees will be present. It'd be too big of a risk.
So you're saying she was attacked near Mazari, and the perpetrator panicked, then started the fire in the woods simply because it was the closest thing?
I'm saying let's not rule it out.
So do we need to look into the reasons why Lena would have been there in the first place? I'm going to check in on the team looking at the security footage again. Then I'll see what else I can dig up about Lena Hadid.
Ramos, find out exactly what Lena Hadid was doing near Mazari Cabin Rentals.
I will.
2 days later, downtown Miami.
Yes? How may I help you?
Hello, Dr. Hadid. I'm Jace. I'm a good friend of your daughter's. Lena.
What? Lena's friend? What are you up to, Jace? Derailed is a No BS production on the Amplified Audio Network of Podcasts. Executive produced by Mateo Bradford Vazquez, John Stokinger, and Neely Khan. Produced and edited by Michael Shamali, and written and directed by Neely Khan. The team would like to thank the sponsor featured in this episode, Mount, who makes all things rentable wherever in the world you are. Check Mount out by following the sponsor links in our show notes, as this podcast would not have been possible without them. So, same time again next week, I heard that episode 5 is going to answer a lot of our burning questions. I'm counting on you to tune in.